to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under my window.
Sitting here thinking, wondering how I ever got through my life without you. Days passed me by, left my life somewhere behind. Games I was trying, left me old for my time. You came into my life almost like you knew the time was running out.
That was Thank You by Bonnie Raitt, and thanks for being here with me. My name is Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have been back here in a couple weeks, and if you tuned in last week, you know we had a very special show last week. I had a ton of guests, and it was super fun, and now it's just me in the studio this week, so it's going to be a little more chill. It's going to be a little more mellow, back to normal scheduled programming, although I miss my special guest very much, but it's going to be a good one. Yeah. Thursday, Thanksgiving, it's coming up, and you know what that means. Thanksgiving dinner playlists are abound, and I am a big, big, big fan of the Thanksgiving dinner playlist, and more broadly, the dinner playlist category. I feel like you have to have a perfect dinner playlist, because a good dinner playlist is also a good cooking playlist. It's a good sitting in the kitchen and reading playlist. And that's like my favorite type of playlist, maybe. And I feel like all of the music that is the most special to me, that is the most important to my growing up foundational love of music, is the stuff that makes it onto my dinner playlist. So I'm a big fan, and I thought I'd put together like my dream Thanksgiving dinner playlist, since I won't be in charge of the music this year. So we'll be going out to dinner with my family. So here it is, the Thanksgiving dinner playlist that should have been but never was. Starting it off strong with some Bonnie Raitt. That's just a classic. Like if a song was like your favorite sweater, that's what that song would be to me. And she just has the best, most soothing, perfect buttery voice. And what better way to start off the night? I did have to call TPD, yes, yet again, pretty much every week now. I have to call them to let me in because no one will give me my ID. They're on speed dial at this point. So, you know what? Thanks, TPD, for letting me in. And thanks to everyone for listening. We're gonna keep it rolling along. And next up, we've got... There is no Thanksgiving dinner playlist or dinner playlist in general without some good old Al Green. And this is Tired of Being Alone.
But tonight it feels just fine. Riding home with the windows up, along with a plastic cup of Hero. get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. Get about a week of spring and the summer is blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. Nothing left to talk about. At my age, I should have figured out which drawer to put the good knives in. The wars between the weekend store, playhouse store. Kept her close, way too close to me. Never lived up to my memory. Driving fast with the windows down, a past I don't belong to now, mystery. So there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. Get about a week of spring and the summer is blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. Well, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there.
All right, that was Tupelo by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Such a great band, actually, and this is a true statement, this is not hyperbole whatsoever, number one in the world on my concert get list in terms of like people who I haven't seen yet, who I want to see. He's a number one for me because I just keep missing him and he keeps coming to Boston and the tickets are too expensive and I regret it every time. But don't you fret, because he is playing at a festival that my company's actually running the ads for called Zootown in Missoula, Montana next summer in July. And I think I've just about convinced all of my college friends to go with me. And the headliners are Hozier, Casey Musgraves, Matt Joy is there, Jason Isbell. The line is amazing. So I'm there. I'm there in a heartbeat. So, Jason Isbell, I'm coming for you. And then once I knock that off the list, I don't know who's next, but great song from his album, The Nashville Sound, that came out in 2017. His brand new album, or relatively new, 2023 album, Weather Vanes, is so good. Take a listen. And before that, you heard Tired of Being Alone by Al Green. You always need a little Al Green. Like, he's perfect for every occasion, and that's one of my favorites. And we'll just keep moving it right along. I'm doing the crossword in between sets. I'm hanging out. I just went to hot yoga. Like, I'm chilled out as heck. And I hope you are too. So next up, we've got signature. Ooh, what's the word I'm looking for? Rasp. Signature Rasp We've got Mazzy Star with Give You My Lovin'. Coming up next.
Bring home.
That was, of course, Miss Minnie Riperton with Les Fleurs, one of the most talented singers of all time. And I can say that confidently because she had a very unique 5-octave range, which is pretty much impossible. I'm not a singer, but I think that's pretty impossible. And she died tragically at the age of 31. From breast cancer, but not before giving birth to Maya Rudolph, the actress, who's her daughter. And that's just such a great song. Maybe not the most Thanksgiving dinner playlist music with that massive orchestral section at the end, but it's so fun. Like, that'll get people out of their chairs and dancing. So it's a great one. Before that was Give You My Lovin' by Mazzy Star. Pretty iconic 90s alternative group. I will say, though, that a lot of Mazzy Star songs sound super similar. But I like that vibe. Like, I can't get enough of it, so I'm very okay with that. And we will be moving right along. I'm so cozy here in the studio. I biked over here, and it was so cold, and now I'm so warm, and it's great. It's awesome. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving, you know? It's going to be a good week. Next up is a band that I feel like recently has kind of, like, I've been turned off a little bit to them because of the way that they're used in the modern age. And the band is Krungbin, also known, if you spell it out or sound it out, it's probably Krungbin. It's Krungbin. The track I'm going to play is Two Fish and an Elephant. And the reason I say this is I feel like recently every person who, like, says that they listen to indie music is like, have you heard of Krungbin? Do you listen to Krungbin? It's kind of held as, like, this gold standard now that I think is just kind of silly. Like, they're a great band. Like, why do we need to, I don't know, why do we need to be like that? Maybe I'm just on the wrong side of TikTok and I'm seeing a lot of imitation videos of, like, really annoying indie guys who go on dates and they're like, yeah, my favorite artist is Krungbin. So maybe this is a niche that no one else can follow, but nevertheless, they're great. They're perfect dinner party music because a lot of their stuff is instrumental and they draw on a lot of different music genres, and it's always just a really cool vibe. And I've definitely played some Krungbin on the show before, so I tried to find a track that I haven't played before, and that is going to be Two Fish and an Elephant.
Thank you.
You Can Have It All by Yola Tango here on Hot Tub Tapes. That is from their album. And then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out from the year 2000. Wow. Did not realize that album was that old. But great song for a dinner playlist. And they've got tons of great dinner music. I was really having a tough time picking my Yola Tango song. So go check them out. And before that, you heard some Krungbin, Two Fish and an Elephant. Also, like, such a deep catalog for this type of music. And every album's really different, which makes it really fun. And next up, we've got probably my favorite album on the playlist. If you need just one full album, front to back, for a dinner, or sitting in the kitchen and reading, or doing something of that energy level, this is the album that you need. You need to get it on vinyl. You need to get it on CD. I don't care what it is, but you're not allowed to skip songs. And you can just put this on and forget about it. And I remember when I was in high school, my art teacher used to play this album all the time in her class. And it's kind of that vibe. So it's perfect. This is going to be Ray LaMontagne's album Trouble, which came out in 2004. Wow. And I've definitely gone over my Ray LaMontagne saga on this show before. This thing keeps happening to me and my dad, where we love an artist so much that it hurts. Like, this album has been played to the bone in my house, and it's truly a perfect album. And then Ray LaMontagne decides that he wants to go do something different, and he comes out with a completely brand new sound, and it sucks. And we went to go see Ray LaMontagne in concert, and we've definitely talked about this before. This is one of the only shows I've ever left halfway through, because he started off the set with an acoustic section that was just stuff from this album, which is what everyone wants to go hear him play. Like, that's why they're going to hear him. And then about five songs in, he switches it up and plays his terrible, terrible new music from the album specifically. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up. Ouroboros. Ooh, that album. One of the only few, like, bad albums that I truly hate. But don't worry, I think he realized that he's losing a lot of his audience, and he came back around, so always give him another chance. And his newer stuff is pretty good. His latest album, Long Way Home, that came out in 2024. Ooh, that's this year. That's, yeah. It's pretty good, but nothing beats Trouble. And, ugh, this album is really special. And I'm going to play Shelter. This is, let me see if I can pull it up. This is Ray LaMontagne.
And I will shelter you.
very words were spoken. Has anybody ever made such a fool out of you? It's hard to believe it, even as my eyes do see it. The very things that I made you live, they're killing you. remember, not in my lifetime. Won't spend my days in my bed. Make a whole scene, gather round, come see it my way. Now I got a woman at home, she treats me well. Song. Stumble through the years, I'll make it heaven, make it hell. One day to the next, for now it serves me very well. Now I got a woman at home, she treats me well.
That was She Treats Me Well by Ben Howard off of I Forget Where We Were, and we'll get to that song in a second. First, you heard Shelter by Ray LaMontagne off Trouble, one of my favorite albums ever. And I hope you check it out. I hope you listen to it cover to cover, like I told you to. And play it at the dinner table, play it in the shower, play it wherever it needs to be played, and just forget about his entire other catalog. It's not worth it. Just listen to that album. Maybe some other stuff thrown in there, but that's his main. That's it. That's his magnum opus. And then, really similar for me, I played Ben Howard right after, who is a mainstay in every activity that I do at home. And Ben Howard is one of those artists that I hold so closely to my heart that it's like almost painful to play it on the show, because it's just like, it touches the deepest parts of me, and damn, darn. I love Ben Howard a lot, and I've spent a ton of time with his music, and especially his album Every Kingdom. I think that's a perfect album. It's probably my top three albums of all time. I know I just said Ray LaMontagne was one of my favorite albums of all time. He's dead to me now because Ben Howard has taken that slot. And this song that I played is off of not his second album. Let me see what number it is. Maybe his second album. One moment. Second full length. All right, 2014. And it's celebrating its 10-year anniversary, which is pretty awesome. And so he released a 10-year anniversary reissue and is doing a tour, of course, only in the United Kingdom. But it's fine because I had a very similar experience at a Ben Howard show that I did at a Ray LaMontagne show, also one of the only other shows I've walked out of with my dad. And Every Kingdom came along. It was a perfect album. It's like I've never heard anything like that before. And then he decides to pick up a new sound and kind of goes a little more experimental, a little more electronic. And I was not a fan. So I Forget Where We Were was like the last album that I really loved by him. And then some other stuff came along and I kind of stopped listening to him for pretty much 10 years. And we saw him live, and he played none of his Every Kingdom stuff, only his new stuff. And I was very disappointed, and it broke my heart. And we knew that going into it, that he wasn't going to play it, but I went with the hope that he was. And there's nothing like when a musician breaks your heart. But it's okay, because I'm kind of getting back into my Ben Howard phase. I'm only listening to the early stuff. I think he's got some brand new stuff that just came out that is like decent, but Every Kingdom and this album, I Forget Where We Were, will always be super, super, super special to me. And yeah, I truly don't even have the words to describe how much I love this man, this English man. And yeah, sometimes music is like that. Like, there isn't a reason, there isn't really, you can't really pinpoint what it is about their music that makes it really special. But I think for me, it's like time, elapsed time spent listening, multiplied by like, this is what my dad and I listened to together, multiplied by like, I don't know, just he's great. Like, I think he's such a talented guitar player, and I'm gonna shut up now about Ben Howard because we have other stuff to get to. Next up is a song that I discovered way too late, and I will be the first to admit when I miss something, and I miss this, and I'm kicking myself, but it's okay, because when I discovered the song, I listened to it so many times that I think I made up for not listening to it since it came out. And yeah, this is Still in Love by Cat Power, and I love Cat Power, and I listen to a lot of her other stuff, but somehow this song completely escaped me. And it's not in her top 10 on Spotify. I guess it's more of a deep cut, but this is a sexy song. It's a perfect song, and this is dinner music. You've got a glass of wine. Ugh, it's perfect. This is Still in Love by Cat Power. That was Still in Love by Cat Power. Such a sexy song, right? Like, it's so spare, and you can really hear her voice, and it's just, oh, that's a good one. And I was very distracted because I forgot, since I don't have my special guest here to help me out, that I have to read a PSA. And so I haven't even picked one. We're going to just flip through. You can literally hear me flipping through on the mic and pick a PSA to send us off to today. Any suggestions? Any thoughts? We got a new binder. It's very exciting. Okay. This one's fun. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. I didn't know that. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can have the complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Wow. I didn't know that about radishes. It's pretty cool. About a few weeks ago, I saw radishes in the store, and I was like, wow, I should make something with radishes. And then they proceeded to sit in my kitchen until they were no longer edible. So maybe I have to try again. Maybe I have to grow my own. Yeah, so we got one more for you. This music's putting me to sleep. I am so sleepy. I don't know how I'm going to bike back, but I hope you've enjoyed our cozy night in at Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Julia. I'm back here every other week. And thanks for joining me on this Thanksgiving week show. I hope you all have lovely, relaxing Thanksgivings, complete with really good curated playlists that you can definitely steal from me, because I've got a ton on my Spotify. But yeah, music is a big part of a lot of holidays, and this one is no exception. We're going to close this out with another band that I really missed, and I'm still kicking myself that I missed this band, but I went to a festival in Kentucky a couple months ago, and there was this band. This band is Tedeschi Trucks Band, and I kept seeing them on festival lineups all throughout the years, and I was like, ugh, they're just another jam band. Like, I don't think that's my style. Never even listened to them. And then when I saw them live, truly changed my life. My dad's putting really interesting things in the chat. Thank you, Dad, for listening in. Radishes suck. No one likes them. Don't know about that one. But this set, like, changed my life. It was the most amazing live music set maybe ever. Like, Tedeschi Trucks Band is a husband and wife, Susan Tedeschi, Derek Trucks, and their big old band. They've got tons and tons of people in this band, which makes seeing them live really special, because I feel like a lot of big bands like that don't translate over recordings as well. And they're just really special to see live. And Susan Tedeschi's a freaking powerhouse. I want to be her when I grow up. I want to be her best friend. I'm obsessed with her. And they deserve all of the accolades in the world. And if they are coming to a city near you, I highly recommend, even if you're not into them, when you listen to them, even if you've never heard of them before, go see Tedeschi Trucks Band live. And I promise you. And it's a perfect song to end out our Thanksgiving set. I'm going to play Midnight in Harlem, and I'll be back here in a few weeks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Born
took a look around. There were old man's shoes. There were needles on the ground. No more mysteries, baby. No more secrets, no. Spend your whole life trying.